Dweller on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell Reed, and my co-host, Gwen Sheltimer. And, of course, our guest, Linda Hutzel Manning. I'm delighted to be able to explore your writing further with you, Linda. You are published in so many different genres. Plays, picture books, poetry, short fiction, novellas, as well as the adult and juvenile novels that we've already heard about. Can you explain this diversity? And do you have a favourite genre?
Both very difficult questions. No, I can't explain it. I remember when I was in university and I took one creative writing course and somebody told me I should settle down and decide to write one thing, and that it was ridiculous to keep. I don't even know why they said that to me. But so even back then when I was just beginning to write, there's a strong whimsical side to me, and that's where the kids' stuff comes out. But there's a lot of other things as well, so that's where the adult stuff comes out. I started out wanting to be in theater in my life. I had been in a lot of amateur plays and knew a lot about plays and had read a lot. So I guess writing a play was a natural. I wrote my first play because I went to see a play at my daughter's school, and I thought it was perfectly dreadful, really badly written, and I thought I could do it way better than that. So that's how come I wrote my first kids' play. And then I didn't know at that point. It was produced by the Northumberland Players, Freddie Kidd and Seagull Sam, and I had no idea that I had to get a professional theater company to produce it before I could get it published. But I found all those things out, and it all eventually happened. I guess I wrote poetry off and on. And the picture books are just like a short poem.
Yes.
I learned a lot when I wrote the first one and then did a second one. I actually have several more that haven't been published, and some more ideas if I get back to them. Well, the short stories, I started there, and then the novella was a short story that I didn't get published. I actually wrote the novella, the short story, Heads I Win, 20 years ago. I found the early drafts. It was a challenge to see if I could increase it into 20,000 words, and I did in a very short period of time, and was very excited about it. And so it was quite wonderful that it was shortlisted, and I have no idea what to do with it now. Try to find a publisher, I guess. So, that's where I'm at.
Well, you've told us that you're writing a sequel to Summer in Franklin, and you've obviously been working on that novella and your poetry collection. So, you're going to concentrate on that Summer in Franklin now, or you have other projects in mind?
I think so. Well, I've got this picture book idea. My grandpa's basement has a zillion trillion things, and it's based on our basement, which is unbelievable. Well, I guess lots of basements are like that. It's an alphabet book, and I've spent a whole bunch of time listing equipment and tools and junk and stuff for all the different letters, but I haven't even started it, so I don't
know. That does sound like fun.
Yeah, yes, it'll be fun. Like, if I get bogged down with the novel, I could take a week or a few days, and it's nice to have something else to... And writing poetry is wonderful because it's so much shorter than a novel. when you're at page 180-something and know you have to go to 300-something, it's nice to just spend some time on one-page poem.
True. And if it doesn't come out just as you like, you can put it in the drawer and pull it out later.
That's right, exactly. It doesn't take you 5 hours to read it.
Well, thank you very much, Linda. And how about reading to us from Falling Into Light, which is your poetry collection?
Yes, thank you. I would love to do that. The title is called Falling Into Light, the title of the collection, and it's the first poem in the group. It's based on Feeding Chickadees Out of Your Hand. Falling Into Light. I dream of chickadees that flutter as they land on outstretched palm, survival over fear. A momentary trust, connect, then disconnect as we do, tentative, and at the slightest pretext, connoisseurs of recoil. Pale wings flashing back through doorway after darkened doorway, watching, waiting, tracing paths in and out invisible as paper wings, forays into moments caught and gone like seeds adrift in wind. We tread thin floorboards, shadows always black on black, hoping for that patient footfall, open hand, the unexpected falling into light. This is a poem I wrote. I spent 2 weeks in the winter at Writer's Retreat in Saskatchewan. I was born on the prairie. Otherwise, I wouldn't be that crazy to go to Saskatchewan in February, most people. Anyway, so I'd get filled with this incredible nostalgia when I'd come back. And this one particular time, this whole poem, I basically wrote it in the car on the way home, but then I worked on it more. But I had this notion that I could take the prairie like a bolt of cloth and roll it over Ontario, and then I would have my prairie here. Anyway, it's called She Dreamed the Prairie. She dreamed the prairie, rolled it out, a wheat-filled bolt of cloth, across Toronto, 12-lane all-night traffic, down the winding dawn, over city stacks, skyscrapers, to the lake-bound skyline where she stitched the edge, a flat-lock seam horizon over wheat, flung it east to darkened rolling glacial hills, blanketed the proper towns and hamlets, polite sixth-generation smugness, rolled it north to forests holding lakes, stern rock faces, sentries on the giant northern shield pegged it to their stony boots, then lovingly stretched back, selecting threads, embroidered bluffs and sloughs, small stark towns with houses clustered close against their wheat pool elevators, grass sighing against wooden boards, wind canopies above. Her needle followed into cities' wide-treed streets, pungent caragana hedges, slow brown rivers, dark blood-red knots of tough choke cherry, a silent fabric lifeline. Everywhere she went, she lugged this bolt of cloth.
That's terrific.
Thank you. This poem I'm reading specifically because Alice Munro won the Nobel Prize, and we're all so excited about that and think it's such a wonderful for Alice, but also a wonderful boost for Canadian literature. And it was an assignment I had. I belonged to the Cobourg Poetry Workshop, and they used to give out, and they still do give out assignments, which you can create a poem. So Alice Munro had a short story called Who Do You Think You Are? But I'm pretty sure it was also the title of a collection. So that's what this is. Who do you think you are? Remembering Alice Munro's character Rose. You stand, smooth your pleated skirt, recite the poem. Words so electric they glow across the dark wood room. Classmates stare. Miss Hattie clears her throat, breaks the chalk to underline, read poem of your choice. Her stare impales, condemns you. Whatever were you thinking, Rose? Do you suppose yourself superior because you can learn poems? Who do you think you are? That sin of vanity, of showing off, the nerve to dare to rise above your station, even though you weren't aware you had one until now. Now, with burning cheeks, you realize you've stepped across some unseen adult line, one that demands that you repent, apologize for what you are not sure, exuberance, perhaps. Those words spilled out, good words. Your hope for praise now held as evidence of guilt, spontaneity derailed, soaked in disbelief and shame. You take your seat, implode the shock, deny disgrace, shut senses down, glance through the sun-filled window, watch the path a lone bird takes across the morning sky. This is a very short poem. When I turned 70, slightly over 3 years ago, I was down at my lovely pond, and this suddenly came to me. On entering my 70th year, by 70, I can make pronouncements, rail at mediocrity, tackle staid tradition, slide into flippancy or cater sloth, become a crone, hold court with words, use silence as a sword, speak with impunity of miracles. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Where may listeners buy or find your books, Linda?
Wendy at The Avid Reader has That Summer in Franklin and my two children's time travel novels, which I didn't even talk about. You can get them. I think Furby Books also has them. Well, I know they have Franklin. And you can get them online.
Well, we hope, listeners, that you've enjoyed this afternoon's program. Please contact us at thewordonthehills@gmail.com if you would like to comment on the program or to suggest a local writer we might interview in our future program. Or if you are a writer, to express an interest in being interviewed yourself. We hope to hear from you. Thanks to Linda again, and thanks for listening.